Peirandaf Beis Amid Beis. We are after the Yakimte of Rabbi Bar Ulam. Hakel Sheikhtim is going on Tomei Bechulin. The Shchitosan Sheira is going on Tomei Bemekdoshim. And that's why Tatame Bechulin, he says, if he was Nisa, that there wasn't Metama Bechulin, Shnas Atar, Sakaydish, it's Mutter Lechatchile. And by Tatame Bemekdoshim, it's only Kosh B'Dievet, Lechatchile, we are not Seimech, that Tatame should Shech Mekdoshim. Frag the Gemara, Hai Tomei b'mikdoshim mehoche nafke. He says, this din, that b'dieved, for Tomei shechs mikdoshim, and he says, borili, that he wasn't negeya, it's kosher, mehoche nafke, you have to wait till Mesechtes Chulin to learn this din. Mehosam nafke, when we learned Mesechtes Vochim, we came across this din already. We learned Kol Hapsulim, Sheshachtu Shchitosan Kshere, Sheshchita Kshere Bezorim, Benoshim, Ubavodim, Ubetmeim, Afilu Bekotche Kotchim, Ubavad Shaleyil Tmeim Leugim Bebosso. So, why did Rebbe have to tell us this Alochim Mesechtes Chulin? We learned it already in Mesechtes Vochim. So the Gemara says on this two terutzim. Hoche Iker. Really, the Iker Aloche was meant to be learned in Mesechtes Chulin. Hosom, Aidi, the Tone, Shar Psulim, Tone Nami, Tome B'Mikdoshim. This hints and mentioned all the Psulim which the Shchites is Kshayr, even though the Psulim La Avoide. So the Shchit is kosher, so he threw in also Tomei B'Mikdoshim. B'boy Yisayim Hosamika, or else you could say that really the Iker Mokim to tell us that Tomei B'Mikdoshim is Shchitosam Kshere is Mesechtes Vochim. Hoche Aydei de Tone Tomei B'Chulim. Since the Mishnah started off by telling us that Atomei Bechulin Shenasa Ataras HaKadosh Lechatchile is permitted to Shech, Toni Nami Tomei B'Mikdosh. So it says also Tomei B'Mikdosh. Let us see Rashi. Mehoche Nafke Kloima Hoche Sosme Rebbe B'Masnisen. Here Rebbe is telling us this din that Tomei B'Mikdoshim Ishritosan Ksheira Hobishritas Kotchim Sosme Vhathil Aloy Udievet Kosha Kalapsulim Lavoide that the Shitim gets his gusak again Zor Vainon Tome Yubamumh Yatsibem Sheshokta Kobum Bizarim Dhsi Vishokadas Manabokal of Neyashem Ikrivu Bnei Arein Mikabola ve'ilach mitzvahs kohune limad ala shchitzes kotchim shekshere bezor. Uadin l'shar psulim. Hoche ike dekula pirkin b'teiris shchita ayri. We had mentioned yesterday we had two mahalchim in Teisves if by shchitzes mukdoshim and the behemoth mefarches if it's Mekabel Tumah. Tosfos in the first Teretz said that it's not Mekabel Tumah. And Tosfos in the second Teretz says it is Mekabel Tumah. We had mentioned yesterday that Yankiv Zechein Olavroch is Mevaya, that Be'emeson, the Yisoid HaMachlokes is dependent. That is clear, that Amaisa Shchita gives it a Teres Eichel, it is not chai, and it's mekabel to mesoichlam. That Tosfos brought a raya, filo from a maisa shchita in a behema tmeya, gives it a din oichel that it's mekabel to mesoichlam. About the gewiss, a maisa shchita in a behema teure, sicher gives it a din oichel, it's mekabel to mesoichlam. Now, Tosfos had a shaila, what is the shchita of mekdoshim? Is the shchita of Mekdoshim equivalent to the shchita of Chulin? That means we have a Kolbin, so there's a din shchita sabahema, just like by Chulin needs shchita, so Kochem also needs shchita, and then there's three avoiders. Or we could say that the shchita of Kochem has no connection and no shaykhis at all with Shchitas Chulin. The matter of the matter Havoso by Korbonis is the Avoides. The Shchita is a Teres Avoides. It's Kosher Bezor. And then the Kabbalah and the Loch and the Zrike. The Avoide is matter the Bosor Ba'achila. But Shchita Shchitas Kochim, is the Shchitas Kochim does not at all have any shaykhis whatsoever to Shchitas Chulin. And therefore, Tosfos holds that by Shchitas Kochim, if it's mefarches, it's not mekabel tumah. This is only a din in Shchitas Chulin. But Shchitas Mekdoshim is equivalent to Nechire, which after Nechir, if it's Mefarches, it's not Mekabel Tumah. This is, we had mentioned, Ba'arichis yesterday from Rabbi Yankiv. Zogt Rabbi Yankiv, this was not a Shaila in two Terutzim and Tosfos. This is Pshat in the Gemara we're learning now. We have here, it says in two places in Shas, that Tomei B'Mekdoshim is b'di'evad the shchita is kosher. Now we have here two lishonos in the Gemara. Where's the ikar makom, and where theoretically it shouldn't have been learned, and because of zaitik yisibis, Rabbeinu HaKadosh put this in the Mishnah. We have here two lishonos in the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara says, "Hocha ikar." Our Mishnah is speaking about Hilchis Shchita, and it's telling all Dinei Shchita, so it mentions Shchitas Mekdoshim, L'chadchila Lo Yishchait, V'diyeved, Imshachat, Shchitos Ekshera. This is the first Lashon of our Gemara. So if our Gemara says, Hoche Iker, so then Pshat is that Shchitas Kochim belongs in Mesechtes Chulin, the Shchita of a Kolbin is equivalent to the Shchita of a Behemoth Chulin. It's this one Hilche Shchita that applies by all Mini Behemoths. And that's why the Halacha of Shchitas Kochim belongs to Mesechtes Chulin. But not necessary to mention in Mesechtes Vachem. No, the Gemara says, since there he mentioned all the Psulim La'avoide that is Kosher, L'shchita, as I mentioned, Tamei also, but the halacha belongs in Mesechtes Chulin. Look, Rabbi Yankiv. So according to the first lashon, so then there's less man the polik by Mekdoshim will be mekabel to mesoichlam b'shas pirchas. That's the second mahalach in Tosfos, because after shchita gets a teiras oichel, doesn't have a din chai. And it'll be mekabel tumah. But the second lashon says it doesn't belong at all in Mesechtes Chulin. Forget it doesn't belong here. This is shchitas kochim belongs in Mesechtes Vachim. It's not shchitas chulin. It doesn't belong here at all because it's nechire. The maisha shchita of korbanos. This is equivalent to nechire. If it's mefarches, it's not mekabel tumah, it's a chai l'chol dvoro. The only reason that the Tanim mentioned Shchita Tomei B'Megdoshim in our Mishnah, because since he was speaking about Tomei B'Chulen, no, which is Takya Maisa Shchita, so he threw in Tomei B'Megdoshim, but it doesn't belong here. It's no Shaychus at all. Zot Rav Yankiv, that these two Mahalchim and Toysvus is not Toysvus had two Tzodim. Toysvus was going with the Gemara had these two Tzodim, the two Tzodim and the Gemara. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, taking this two Mahalchim and Amiroim is Hochi Iker, Hosam Iker, but Al Koponim is a two Mahalchim and the Gemara. As I said, Rav Yankiv. Mamela Toysvus had to be Miyashim the sugya according to the two Mahalchim. I mean, it says in the Mishnah that so Taisa, the problem according to the second Mahalach and the Gemara, when it's Mefachas, it's not Mekabel Tumas, so why Lo Yishchet? What's the problem? Taisa says, Shema Yiga L'Acha Pilchus. According to the first Lashon, the Afilu Kokaidim Pilchus also is Mekabel Tumas. Taisa transmit the two Lashonis of the Gemara. That's what Rabbi Yankiv says. With the Meile, the Rabbi Yankiv yesterday we learned that Taisvis asked Takasha, it says that Tomei B'Megdoshim, if he doesn't say Borili, So you have to see how that he didn't touch the basa, because if no one saw it, so there's a suffix, maybe he touched the basa. So Taisus says to Kasha, Dafilu it's a suffix, it's suffix tume b'shusarabim sveike toyer. So Taisus says, no, a suffix tume b'shusarabim is by a suffix ashoko. Here there's a roi pomim la yochel izoyer miliga. Here it's not a suffix. Roi pomim, you can't be nizer from not touching the bosa. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, according to the first teretz of Taisvis, it's only mekabel tume after the pilchus. So it's roi pomim in a yochel izoyer shaymu shemayim. Zichri ki be nizer. The Bishas Pirches, it's Pachana Mekabel Tumme. After the Pirches, there's a Roi Pomim, he has to be touching the Behemah after the Pirches. That was Rabbi Kiveger's Kashe on Taisus. So Rabbi Yankiv and Shudik. That means there's two Mahalchim in the Gemara. There's two Mahalchim in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara said. That you need a Borili, and without a Borili, he's not Neman. That is if you hold that Shchitas Chulin, that Shchitas Kochim is the din of Shchitas Chulin. So then you'll need a Borili. But like this, we could say Sofik Tume B'Shusarayin Chaname, according to the other Lashon. So then it could be Torah Sofik Tume B'Shus. I think that's what he says. Then it's toyer al tzofik tume b'shus harab. There's no roi, according to that lashon. So what is pshat in the two lashonos in the Mishnah? He says the Mishnah says shchitos an ksheira v'kulon sheshavta v'chayrim roi lo yisan. So the Gemara says the lesser kamon the nishaylei. So Taisvus says, let's say tzofik tume b'shus harab. Zveike Toyer, so Philip, if he's not around, it should also be Toyer. I think Abakpani says, this Teretz is going according to that Loshen. That's, I think, what he wants to say. But it's two Lashonos in the Gemara. Now let us go further. Fragt die Gemorre, Hai Tomei de Itme Bamai. Now, let's understand, we're speaking about that a Tomei Shechted Kochim. So it says that with a Borili, with a Cheirem Royin Oysoi, Beshchites Kosha. Fragt die Gemorre, Hai Tomei de Itme Bamai. How did he become Tomei? Ilayme the itmi b'meis. If this, he became tame because he touched a meis. So by tumis meis, we have a klal b'chlal cherev omar achmone. Pasuk says someone was killed through a cherev, chalal cherev. The Gemara darshens from this pasuk omar rachmona cherev areyu kecholo. That by tumis meis, by all tumis, if one thing touches another thing and it's mekabel tume, the darga of tume is one darga lower. An ov touches keli, it becomes a rishin. A rishin touches, it becomes a sheni. By tumis meis, we have a klal cherev harei hu kecholo, which means that if a kli matris touched a meis, so the kli matris is navi avoisa tume. If a kli matris touched a tome meis, so the kli matris is an ava tume. By a kli matris betumis meis, the kli matris takes over the same tume that it touched. So, frag the Gemara, we have here a tomei b'mekdoshim, and we say that it's the evidence good. If he said he didn't touch it, frag the Gemara, but we have a different problem. Forget about him touching the behemoth, but he touched the sakin. And normally a sakin is a sakin shel matris. So if this tomei is a tomei meis, he's an avatume, so then the sakin is also an avatume. Chav areyu kecholo, avatumahu, he's an avatumah litmayil asakin. So when he touches the sakin is also an avatumah. Bozo sakin utmise leboso. So the sakin is matama leboso. So how can the Mishnah say tomei b'mekdoshim? It's kosher b'diyevit because if he says he didn't touch it, but he didn't touch it, but the sakin touched it. And the sakin is an avatume. So Mamela, so how could it be kosher? The kobe became tome. So the Gemara says, Elo, the itme b'sheret. Speaking about, the Mamela says, tome b'mekdoshim, is not speaking about that the tome touched a meis. He's a tome meis. It's speaking about he touched a sheret. So he's a rishin l'tome. He's a rishin l'tumah. Keli is not mekabel tumah from a rishin l'tumah. Keli is only mekabel tumah from an ava tumah. So the meila, he's a rishin l'tumah. He touched the sakin is toya. So there's no problem with the sakin. The only problem is, hey, says, maybe he touched it. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. If he touched the bosav, he says, bodily, he didn't touch it. There's no problem whatsoever. The boy is aimo lo'ilom de'itmi b'meks. Could be it is speaking about that the Tomei Taka touched the meis, and he's an avatume. He didn't shecht with a sakin shel matris. He shechted with a kroimish shel kone, which is a type of a reed, which has very sharp edges. And you could shecht with it. So it's not matris, v'shochet bo. The sanya we learned in a baraisa, bakel shoichtim, bein betzur, bein beschuchis, bein bekroimish shel kone. Now, before we see Rashi and get into the sugya, akaponim, we see here, the Gemara has a problem, the Gemara doesn't understand the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that a tomei b'mekdoshim is a good shechita, like the Gemara, because if he says he didn't touch the vessel, so b'dievah the shechita is good, like the Gemara, but there's another problem, the sakin was metama the vessel. So the Gemara has eitzes on this, a tomei sheretz, or kroimish shalkone, frek rabbi keveger, according to the first teretz of Tosfos, that mefalchis this is Takashi, it's not Mekabel Tume, Bishas Pirchus. So this is, yeah, it's Mekabel Tume after the Pirchus. Rabbi Kevegas, I would say, what's the Gemara's Kashi? The Gemara is Takashi. the basa was metama, the sakin was metama, the basa, fakrabekevega, and shudik. When the sakin touched the basa, it was mefalchis. It wasn't metama the basa. After the pirchis will be mekabel to metaisa, says in the first lesson. So, apachad noire, what pshat l'rabekevega went all out against this first teretz of Taisvis. So Taisa says that Mefachas is not Mekabal Tumet. So what's the kasha? Zukta Rab Yankiv, first of all, we have it's not two terutzim in Taisvis, it's two lishaynis in the Gemara. That's what we just mentioned before. According to one lashon, the shchitas kachim is equivalent to shchitas chulin. So then the kasha is kipshutai, so memela, So then, Philip Bishas Pirchas, it's Mekabal Tumet. So, in fact, the Gemara Kasha, so why is it Kasha? And then, on the other Lashon of the Gemara, that Lemaise, the Shrita of Kachim, is not equivalent to the Shrita of Chulin. So then, the Gemara's Kasha will be, but it says, Hakol Shoichtim is speaking about Tomei sheshochat chulin al taris hakodesh. That's the first bomb of the Mishnah, and that's good. Lechatchila, he won't touch it. He has nothing what to worry about. Frek the Gemara shomer shemayim. But the sakin became tomei. The sakin became, if he's a tomei meis, the sakin became tomei. So how could it be shokosh lechatchila? He's metame. So that means the cash of the Gemara, let the sakin be metame the boso, is tolling. According to the Mahalach, that Shchitas Kachim is equivalent to Shchitas Chulin, so the Gemara is asking by Shchitas Mekdashim also, let the Sakim be Metame the Bosa. According to the Mahalach, that Shchitas Kachim is not similar to Shchitas Chulin, and therefore, Bishas Pirchus, it's not Mekabal Tumen. But the Gemara is asking Yakash, but Kaponim the Reishis well. The Reishis says that a Tomei, Sheshoch, a Tomei Ilchatchil is allowed to Shech Chulin Shanas Ataris HaKadosh. So the Gemara asks, how's he allowed to Shech? He's Metama the Boso with the Sakin. But the Gemara says to Terutzami that's speaking about a Tomei Sheretz, or it's speaking about Shochat V'Kremish Alkon. Zot Rashi, Chav Reyu Kecholo, Tumais Shel Meis, Horuyois Letame Keili, the Tumais Shel Meis, Chol Tumais Shel Meis, Horuyois Letame Keili, that is capable of being Metama Keili, which are the Tumais of Meis, Rashi says too, which Tumais of Meis are capable of being Metama Keili, Kigoin Meis, she's an Avi Avaisa Tumais, so these two tumis are capable of being metame kalim. So the din is im noga behem matris, if they touch the kli matris, is the kli matris not ki yitzi boy. Im noga bemeis, avi avi avoy satume. If the kli matris touch the meis, it's avi avoy satume. If you have someone who touched a tomei meis, and he's a rishon, ain metamim kalim. So, bechlal, a rishon can't be metama kalim. So, memeilav, it can't be metama kalim, so then it's not applicable to din of chev areyu kecholo. That's a din in the Kabbalah's tumah of a kli matris, it does not go a darge down, remains the same, but it's only kabbal tumma from a nav, not from a rishon. Bahai sakin nasa'o. So the Gemara is takashi, if the tome is a tome meis, so the sakin became a'o. So Rashi says, Bahai cherev areyu kecholol hochelo yitzach. Really, to ask the kashi, the Gemara did not have to go into this bekiyas that the sakin became an ov, and the male is metama de boso. The belav ochinami motzi metame boso. Without this bekiyas of chev areyu kecholo, the sakin will also be metame de boso. the gavre have a avatome, if atomic mace is an avatome, and the sakin rishem. So the sakin becomes a rishem latome. Ubosor sheni. So the kashe was not necessarily based on the halach of cherev areyu kecholo. I mean, the kashe could be yes, on the bekiyus. If it's talking about a tome mace, the bosor became tome through the sakin. Elo revuse koma. No, the gemore chapton cherev areyu kecholo. Afilu rishin have a high bosor. That the bosor is afilu a rishin. Now, to understand this revusa, what's the big revusa? It's a filarishin. Like this would be, we might not mean it. He passes the code. Could be that the revusa is, you're saying that Atomei b'mikdoshin, he can be careful and not touch the bosa. Now, if he touches the bosa will become a rishin. If the sakin touches the bosa, it'll become a shiny. So, we see there's an accomplishment by not touching the boss, it becomes, doesn't become a rish, becomes a shiny, whatever the accomplishment is. But here the Gemara asks, there's no accomplishment whatsoever, since Chev Areyu Kecholo, a fellow without him touching the boss, it becomes a rish. That's the Gemara's kasha. So he's speaking about that Yocheli Zoyer and Borili and Dos. Listen, you didn't accomplish anything without touching it. The Sakin touched it. It becomes a rishon. So Mora says, the itmi b'sheret. It's speaking about that this tomei became tomei to a sheret. The hava hai gavre rishon. So the person is a rishon. V'loi mitmo v'loi metamei asakin. He's not metamei the sakin. She'ein kli mekabo tume elo meyova tume. A keli can only be mekabo tume only from a nova tume. Now, do we know this kolom? The pasuk speaks about a klicheres that a sheretz fell into the klicheres. So it says in the pasuk, "Kol asher besoicha yitma." Whatever is inside this klicheres becomes tamei. Through the klicheres. Now, we have a klal by a klicheres. There's two klolim, two unique klolim by a klicheres. Number one, a klicheres is mekabo tume me aviroi. That means you have a sheretz in the avir of a klicheres. It didn't touch it. It's in the avir of the klicheres. The klicheres is mekabo tume from the sheretz, number one. And number two, a klicheres is metame me aviroi. That means if I have inside of a klicheres, it doesn't touch the klicheres. It's dangling in the klicheres. So that's mekabel tumah also may have a klicheres. So now, it says in the pasuk, a sheretz fell into a tanur shel cheres, is kol asher besoicha yitmo, whatever is inside this tanur becomes tumah. But then it says, don't take this kol literally. Oichlin u'mashkin mitmim me'ave klicheres, shohu rishen. The klicheres became a rishen. It became a rishen from the sheretz. The sheretz is an av. The klicheres became a rishen. Va'oise, and now the klicheres makes l'mashe b'soichei sheni. Ve'en kli mitma me'ave klicheres. So what can be mekabel tumme me'ave klicheres? Only oichlin u'mashkin. Shimhoya kli nosun besoichoi. If there was a kli inside the klicheres, v'nitmo hachitzoin, and the klicheres became tome, became a rishon l'tume, hasheni toyer v'hochi meforish b'shili pilkin. So memele, so that's the first teretz of the Gemara that we're speaking about, that the tome was a tome sheretz. Teretz number two, it could be speaking about that he was a tomei meis. If he was a tomei meis, so why isn't the sakin? Why isn't he metame the sakin, and the sakin should be metame the boss? So Mo says it's speaking about bekroimi shalkone pshuti kliyets v'loy mekabli tume. So it's bechana mekabli tume. So memele. So therefore the. The boso is not mekabel tumah from the sakin. because it's a sakin, a pshutik leitz, it's not mekabutu. Let us see Taisvis, kegoin de bodak kreime shalkon. In Taima, hayech yishchait bekreime shalkon. Rabinan kli, kedemuchach beseif hatayde, beseif tamchatos. The Dorish midersi vayikach esamacheles lishchetes benoi, the oila tunekli viafinan kulu me oila. So memele, you need a kli. So how can you shecht a korban with a kremish shalkone? So Rabbi Akiv speaks out, we have it two lishaynas in the Gemara. According to one lashon, the kasha was on tamei bechulin. So if the kasha was on tamei bechulin, so Taisus doesn't have a problem. Chulin al taras hakodesh, you don't have to shecht with a keli. But there's two lashonos in the Gemara. The other lashon of the Gemara was speaking about mekdoshim also. Tamei b'mekdoshim. No, tamei b'mekdoshim. So Taisus says, how could you need a keli? And a kreime shalkon is not a keli. It's speaking about he made some sort of a tikkun. That's a shita mekabetzes. So fine. Now, this is another problem. If we're speaking about that he shechted mukdoshim. Now, I forgot what is a machloikis, Rebbe, and Rabbi Yossi, by Rabbi Yehuda. If a klishoris has to be dafke shal matches, or a filu a klishoris shal eitz is also good. Like this was, I forgot the kaim along ke Rebbe. The oma perik hacholu ein oisin klishoris shal eitz. And you cannot make a klishoris out of eitz. Upoligab yaisi berab yehuda dama beper kacholalais and klishoris shal eitz. Yeah, some emailus on that. This is another problem. We paskin like Rabbi. That a klishoris has to be made out of matres. So how can you say it is speaking about that shochat bekroimish shal konim? Lemaise, if we're speaking about Mekdoshim, we need a klishoris, and a klishoris can only be made out of matres, laloche. So Taisus answers, l'shritas kochim lebe'in a klishoris. For the shrita, you don't need a klishoris. The beperek ha'toida omrinon, the sakin mekacho Kichli shoris. That a sakin is mekadish the boso, just like a kli shoris is mekadish. So what's a kichli shoris? It's a kli shoris. So vayis tochayis, the sakin doesn't have to be a kli shoris. So mamela, so no problem. So if you don't need a kli shoris, so mamela you can have a kremish shalkon. That's one ray. Ray number two. Bechei mashme b'tesefte. The Ketani, we learned in the Tesefta, Choymer b'kmitze mi b'shchite. There's a Choymer that Kmitze has over Shchite, Sha Kmitze tu'une keili, a Shchite eine tu'une keili, el afilu kremish shalkon. That's the Tesefta. Now, before we go further, so what's the taich in the tesefte? That means after the kohen makes kmitza on a minche, you have to put it into a keli. You have to put it into a keli to get a kedushas haguf. The kmitza needs a keli. And the shrita doesn't need a keli. Halafilu kohen shalkon. Now Taisa says we have to elaborate a little to understand this to Sefta. Val kochoch le boile meima de eine tune kli klau. You can't say that you can't take the Tesefta literally that Kmitza needs a keli and Shchita does not need a keli. By Yafina Ma'ila, we learned to Macheles, the tune keli. So what's pshat? That's klau, you need a keli by Shchita. So what's pshat the Tesefta? Elo de eina tune klishoris koma. That's pshat in the Tosefta. That the kmitza needs to be able to put it into klishoris. That's a touch tune keli. And shrita afilo koyme shol kone, which is not matres, is also good. So you don't need a klishoris. Also kochav, that is pshat in the Tosefta. So mamela fakelzi, you see the teretz, what Taisa said is emes. That Shrita does not need a Kli Shoris. So you have a Raif and a Tesef. Miyu Yesh Litchos. So Taisu says, you could say that's Pshat in the Tesef, but it's not Mucha. It could be, I'll tell you, a different Pshat in the Tesef. So Mamela, we won't have any Raya whatsoever to our side. Now what the Tesef says, that Shchita doesn't need a Keli, and Kmitza needs a Keli, could be that it means that Kmitza needs a Kli Yofi, it has to be a Menschliche Keli, and Shchita doesn't need to be a Kli Yofi, that's what it means. A Kli Shavis could be your need. And if Kli Mishol Kone is good, so it goes according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need a Kli Matris, you don't need a Kli Matris for Kli Shavis. The Tesefta is speaking about, do you need a Kli Yofi? Does it have to be a Menschliche Keli? And that, the Tesefta says, there's a difference between Kmitza and Shchita. Kmitza needs a Kli Yofi, and Shchita does not need a Kli Yofi. What is Pshat in this Kli Yofi? You need a Kli Yofi. For loy paslinen kroymi shalkone mishum akriveyu nolefechosecho hayirtzecho. The Novi Malachi says, if you bring a dover pochis to your sar, will he accept it? To the porich samemele, when you bring something legavoya, it has to be menschlich, something that would be brought to a sar. To the porich gemore besoite, kabi kvifa mitzris. It says over there that a soite, her mincha is brought in a kvifa mitzris. It was a type of a basket, which was not too becoveted. So the Gemara asks, how can she bring a mincha with a kvifa mitzris? How can you do such a thing? So the Gemara mesechta saite is ma'ore a kvifa mitzris is not, should not be permissible to bring a mincha. So you see this halachis in the kalim which are used in the carbon process, afilu to bring a mincha, there's a psul of akrivei nola fechosecho. So memele, if a kremish shel kone is not a kliyofe, so lechayre, one could say that it should be posel l'shchite, because as akrivei nola fechosecho. Just like the Gemara Sakfifa Mitzris should be possible. So the Tesefta is Mechadish, that Hakriveyu no lefechosecho is relative. The awesome Doirin who, when it comes to a Minchim, you're bringing the Mincha, that is a Doirin, the Derech Laviyu Bekli. One brings a Doirin, Bekli Noe. So there, there's a psul of a krivei no lefecho secho. Avul b'shchita loy chai shinon. By shchita, there's no psazoi special aloche on the beauty of the keili. So shchita can be done afilu with a inferior keili. So memele, so now we're up to as follows. Taisus wants to say. Taisus first wanted to bring a raya that a sakin shel shchita does not have to be a kli shoritz, because I have a tesefta. The tesefta, it says, chayme b'kmitza m'b'shchita, that kmitza needs a keli, and shchita does not need a keli, and Taisus had wanted to say that means, in other words, that kmitza needs a kli shoritz, and shchita does not need a kli shoritz. Enough in the barais. Then Taisus says, no, it could be that napshat in the barais. Could be you need a kli shoritz. Barais is speaking about another halacha, which kmitza is more chomer than shchita. a kmitze, for kmitze you need a kli yofe, that it shouldn't become nifsal al takrivei no lefecha secha. And we see there's such a psul of akrivei no lefecha secha by the kelim which are used in the process of akrava, because the Gemara asks in Saitan a kli for mitzvahs, how one could use a kli for mitzvahs. So that's the chaymek mitzvah needs a kli yofe. And shchita, since it's not the derech bechlal to be makpid on what kind of a keli is being used for shchita, so therefore shchita there's no psul of a kivein olafecha secha, and that's pshat and the tesefta. So we don't have any raya. Inami, Taisa says, maybe I'll tell you another mahalach. Not there's a difference between a doyren in shchita. Inami kfifa mitzvis mucho eres yaisa mikraimish al kol. That bemesin don't make chalukim. Here you do need a kli yofe. Here you don't need a kli yofe. No. You always need a kli yofe. And a kfifa shal mitzvis is taken out a kli yofe. It's mechur. So there the Gemara is a kasha. You know why kraimish al kol is good? Because kraimish al kol is not bad. As Isaac Tyson. Direct Abel Chonon, so then the whole Tesefta is difficult to understand. So what's the Chaimer of Kmitza over Shchita? Kmitza needs a Kli Yofe, and Shchita is good at Chaimer Shalkon. No, you just told me, a Chaimer Shalkon is also a Kli Yofe. Shchita also needs a Kli Yofe. There's no difference between Shchita and Dairen. Shchita, no, Chaimer Shalkon is a Kli Yofe, so what's Psham the Tesefta? The second teretz of Taisa, so Kremish O'Connor would be good for Kmitza also. So what's, how the Taisa on the same shot with the Seft? Fine. He blies by Akash, Rabochon. But Rabbeinu Ephraim, but now again we're in the middle of this Shakla V'Tarye. Do you need a klishores by Shchita? But Rabbeinu Ephraim, or you may be raya, that you don't need a klishoris by shchita, with this nan, beperik ezer mekoima, by kotshe kadoshim, it says like this, mojadik, shchitosam batzofa, vikibur domon, bichlishoris batzofa. Oh, see, when it talks about kabolus adam, it says klishoris, shchitosam, it doesn't say shchitosam bichlishoris batzofa. Shchitasam batzof, v'kibudom v'chlisharis, v'ilu shchitasam v'chlisharis loikoni, k'diktoni gabi kabola. So mameila, a beautiful raya that you don't need a klisharis by shchit. Zok toisves v'ein ze raya. He says, he's not coming to tell you, you know what the Mishnah is speaking about? Ezel mekaimon shel zvachim. We're not learning a crash course in Kotshim now. The Mishnah is speaking about Ezel Mekoimon Shel Zvachim. The Mokim, where the Shchita has to be, where the Kabbalah has to be, it just telling us where some Amele. So it's coming to tell us Gabi Kabbalah Namile Hisker Elashminen the boy Shigam Akli Betzofen, that the Keli also has to be Betzofen. Lafuki makeli bedorim, va beheime betzofet, va dame kaleach besoichai. Perhaps we can be mamtek a little bit, because Taisus later brings down such an akimte. Taisus brings down, what'll be the din, and maybe Taisus means this here also. What'll be the din? Let's talk about this case. We'll have a keli, there's a boundary where Tzofen ends and Dorim begins. So there's Tzofen and Dorim. The Kabbalah has to be in Tzofen. The Kibbul Domon with Tzofen. What'll be if the Roiv of the Keli will be Bedorim? Maybe the Keli will be Bedorim, but he'll tilt the Keli that the Dam, which is pouring out of the behemah, or jutting out of the behemah, will fall into the chelik akeli that's betzofen. But the keli is bedorim, because really the keli is bedorim. But the Kabbalah was Betzofen. Steiten the Mishnah, the Kibul Domon Bechli Shareis Betzofen. The Keli has to be Betzofen. Don't tell me the Kabbalah has to be Betzofen. The Kli Shareis has to be Betzofen. So the Mishnah is telling us halachas where the Keli has to be. So it's speaking about Hilchis, the Makim HaKeli, so we're speaking about the Keli, so we say Kli Shareis. But not that's coming to tell us you need a Kli Shareis by Kabbalah, but you need that the Kli Shareis, which is Mekabel the Dav, the Kli Shareis has to be Nimtza Batzofen. Yeah. Teida. And Taisa says, I'll prove it to you that that's Pshat. The Bekotchim Kalim, the Loiboi Tzofen, Kotchim Kalim, you don't need Tzofen. Leichosh lahaskel kabole bechli shoresh. What is that? Toida vel nozer, kadoshim kalim, shritosim bechomokim bazore, vedom and tom. What's with the kabole? Well, we're not talking about the kabole. It's irrelevant. What's it? You need a kli shoresh? It's not telling us. Hilchis kotchim. The only reason that the kli shoresh was mentioned by kotchim kotchim, to tell you the mokim of the keli. Ezeo mekaimon shells vochim. So the Kli Shareis that's mekabel the dam has to be nimtza b'tzofen. Beperik kol hazvochim shekibul domam desnam kotshim kalam shchitosam befnim vekibul domam bechli shareis befnim. What is the chiddush over there? Osam nami yod, not to tell us that the Kabbalah needs a Kli Shareis. Osam nami yod slashmina tzach shi hakli befnim. That the keli has to be in bifnim. And as Ras Yisrael, afukim roi v'keli b'chutz, meyute bifnim, mekabel adom b'miyut shebifnim, avagab shein nifsal b'yoytzei, but al koponim, the mokim ha-keli has to be kuloi bifnim. So mele, so the Rabbein Ephraim's raya is not muchach, that you don't need a kli shareis by shchita. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Now, we had a problem, and Rav Ashi was Moira, that we have stirdik alashaynas in the Mishnah, hakel sheichtim, which seems lechatchile, v'shchitosan ksheira, which seems b'diavet. So, the first mahalach to answer this problem was Rab Ule, this was Rab Ule, Omar Rabbi Barlule said that Hakol Sheikh was speaking about Tommy Bechul and Shenasa Taras HaKadosh, Shritos and Ksheira speaking about Chulim B'Mekdoshim. Now Abaya came to say a second teretz. Abaya Omar Hochitot. Hakol Sheikh then what the Hakol Marbe Bafilu Kusi. Kulu Akusi can Sheikh Lechatchile. Bamadvorim Amurim, Shisrael Medal Gabo. And is Israel watching him? Or Shech, very good. Avo Yaitse Venichnas. Or what if the Israel is not Medal Gabo? He comes in and out. Lo Yishrei. Then he's not allowed to Shech. Vim Shochat. What if he did Shech? Chaytech Kizayis Boso Venoisomai. So we cut off. So we'll see in Rashi, the kusim were nizar in Hilchos Shechita, but it was only when it was negei themselves. If they had to eat it, so they wouldn't eat something that's eini zavuach. To give to a yid, that it wouldn't bother them to give to a yid something that's eini zavuach, because they were nizar and lifne iver. So Memele, so the Abaye said, the two bavis of the Mishnah go as follows. Hako Shoichtem, if you have a kusi, that the Yisrael Oymed al Gabo, and observe the Shrite, so Memele is kosher lechatchila, you're watching him and you see that it's good. Avo Yaitze v'nichnas, lo yishri. But if it's only Yaitze v'nichnas, then he shouldn't shech. V'im shochat, what if he did shech? She don't have a biru from Yaitzi Benichnas. It's chaytach kezayis bos, ave lo yisun loy. Then you cut a piece of this meat, and you give him tea. Och loy, mutalecha mishchitasa. So then you see, Taka, if he ate it, so you see it's Taka, it was a proper shchita. Layoch layos alecho mishchitos. Chutz, b'cherish eitev ekotn. So mamela, a kusi, b'dievet, if it was only a yeitze v'nichnas, a b'kosha, if he eats it. Chutz, b'cherish eitev ekotn, b'afilo dievet, namilay. There, b'afilo dievet, it's also a puzzle. Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrusu, Shema Yachlidu. Fine. So Mamela, that's how Abaye learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Like the Gemara, but let's go a little further. The Kulon Sheshachdu, it says, after it mentions, there's a Lachatchila de Keshchita, there's a Bedieva de Keshchita, there's a Apostle Shchita. Then the Mishnah ends off by saying, the Kulon Sheshachdu, Acherim Reinoisoi, Shchitosan Ksheirim. The kulan sheshach to a high. What is this going on? Ilay macheres shayte bekotn. Alokoi. It's only going on cheres shayte bekotn. That's it. Veim shachad mi boile. If it's only going on cheres shayte bekotn, so say chutz mecheres shayte bekotn. Veim shachtoi. But if cheres shayte bekotn shechted, bishnei acherim, it's good. If it's only going on cheres shayte bekotn. Now, the kulonim shachtu has to be speaking about another case. So it's speaking about Allah Kusi. It's going on a Kusi. And the verse says, B'dieve de shchites kosher. Ha amrit abaye etzeb shi yisrael oimed al gabo v'shochit afilu chathchila. Tashe. So this is shver. This is shver. And then we didn't learn, we skipped over this chelik of Tosis because we haven't learned the Gemara. But, so what's pshat in this kasha? This pshat is that Abaye Taka held the kulam is only going a chereshayt of a cotton. Aye, no, it should have been better, it should have said veim shachtun a kulam. No, it's a good kasha, but, pshatnish from a kasha. That's pshat. I mean, Abaye held, you don't have to make such the yukim in the Mishnah. That the kulon means v'im shachto, it's only going on cheresh shayte v'kot. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi, v'afilu kusi, meisnu lei behem melechatchila lishchayt, the mitzvah sherziku bo hi, it's a mitzvah that they were machzik in, and they were machzik in, so they do the mitzvah properly. Aber Yisrael yeitz v'nichnas la'imsa le'lishchit. But if there's only a yeitz v'nichnas, then you shouldn't give it to shech. Ta'af agav de huchsukubo la'atzmon, even though for themselves it's huchsukubo, they make a proper shchite. Ha'im akbidim im yeichlo Yisrael ne'lelis. But for a yid, doesn't bother them from yachilu. There's a gil from Yachilu Yisod Nebels. The last one of Ne'ibel is Yitain Michshel. Ela kem Ashmoy, Shla Yitain Evan B'derech Yivel Apila. That's Pshat and Posiga. But the Rimachshel and Ruchni is, they hold that is no problem whatsoever. So Memele, so that's the flow of the Mishnah according to Bai. Hako Shoichtim in Yisrael Oymed Agabo. But why if the Yisrael Oymed Al Gabav lo yishchitu, but och lo yimut alechel, donatz mirzoibo, vahaynu dieve de masnise, chutz mecher yeshayte bekotten, tfilu dieve nami loy, do dieve tkaimino, shema yishu, lakama mefori, shema yinotet lo shenosit. So this is Abaye's terrors. So Abaye, we skip to Rashi, Rashi says, Abaye mahadu letrutzi lechatchila dieve de masnisin. And Abaye wants to say another malach. How to be miyashiv de lechatchila b'dieve. Omar Rove, so now Rove asked Abaye, he says, you're saying halachas that akusi, that you cannot trust. So you're telling me that what? That you need acherim. Yisrael Oymed Al Gabo, but Yaitzi V'Nichnas is not sufficient. The Yaitzi V'Nichnas L'Chatchil Eloi, for Asnan, we learned a Mishneh, המניח עבד כחובם בחנוסוי, a person will be מניח an עבד, he left a goy בחנוסוי, and the goy can be נגיע ביין, the יין and the חנוס, וישראל יצא ונכנס, מותר, it's מותר. So ממילא, so how could you say יצא ונכנס is not good? We have it said that you leave a goy in the חנוס של יין, and as I lead as a yaitzibach nichnas, you have nothing what to worry about, it's mutter. So memeile, so you see, be yaitzibach nichnas is also mutter lechatchile. This is Rav's kasha on Abaye. Emphat the Gemara, hosam miktoni meiniyach. Does it say lechatchile, you can leave a goy in a chanus, as long as it's a yaitzibach nichnas? Ha meiniyach toni. If he left the guy there, was Yaitzi v'nichnas. So, but the Eved, it's kosher. Iktoni menich, ha menich toni, the Eved. So, memele. So, you don't have a kasha. Let us see Rashi in Taisus. Look, Rashi. Afilu ratchile. This is the Gemara before, that the Gemara is Tastire, Vobatshat Vekulam, Shacherim Reynoisam, this is going to the Gemara before, so Memeila Afilu Lechatchile, Ochi Tani Bachem Reynoisam, Shashach Tadiyevet, that was the problem that's going on, and going on Kusi. Omar Rove, Heichad Yisroel Yaitzi V'nichnas La'imsa L'kusi L'chathila B'tmiya Pasnan B'perik Pasre D'meseches Avayduzari Af Alpi She Yisroel Yaitzi V'nichnas He's not standing there. He's only Yaitzi V'nichnas Muta Alme. So we see from there Mistafi Oivet Kehom Agoy is afraid Dilma Osi Yisroel Kovay Noga. And he definitely won't touch the wine. So Memele, so you see clearly that you don't have to be afraid if he does Yaitzi v'nichnas is sufficient. So Chinami Mistafi, Ashtaosi v'chazilei, so Memele, he's scared to make any psul and shchita because while he's in the process of making this psul, the yid might come in. So that was Rove's Kasha and Abaye. So how could you say Yaitzi v'nichnas is no good? So the Gemara asked on Rav Miktoni, Meniach Odom Oive Kechob Mechanuse V'yeitz V'nichnas, Damash Melech Atchil, it says, Ha Meniach. So Memele, so Yeitz V'nichnas is not Adin Lech Atchil, it's a B'diyabed the Kedim. Let us see Taisvitz. Ha Meniach Toni Diyab. So Taisvitz says, Lav Lishnuye Alibe Dabaye Kosi, not the Gemara wants to for Rabbi. The Rabbi nami leishari b'diyeved leichaytach kizayis bosaf. Rabbi said, "Avo yaitzi v'nichnas lo yishchayt v'imshochat chaytach kizayis bosaf." So you see that Rabbi holds that a yaitzi v'nichnas does not fulfill b'diyeved. Also, you need chaytach kizayis bosaf. So the Gemara is not for emphoring Rovis Kasha and Abaye, that Abaye was Matzrich Chatichas Kezayis Boso, the Gemara is only asking on Rov alone. Rov said, the Mishnah tells us, that Yoytze V'nichnas helps Afilu L'chatchile, and that the Gemara asked, L'chatchile, Meniach Toni, Ha-Meniach Toni. Vaylishni alibi dabaye kosi, dabaye nami leishar bidiyevin balei chaytach zayis bosa. Bola hakshis al divrei rove. Shemidagdek mikam vishori af lechatchile. So the Gemara asks, and sure that you can be garaye from there, that lechatchile yaitzi v'nichnas is muta, because this is haminir. That's one mahalach in Taisis. Inami, could be Abaye is also moide that Yaitzi v'nichnas helps. Ah, if Yaitzi v'nichnas helps with the Eved, So why does Abaye say ischaitach kezai is posa benaisam? So Taisva says there's two diabet. Inami calls man sheyochel lesakin ayidei chaitach kezai is posa yeshle lesakin. Avoli lesser lekusi kamon shoy could be enochanami. Abaye is also made that if the kusi is not around, you could be samech b'diabet on yaitz benichnas. So I bezoy said then with answering. Abaye also with this teretz miktoni miniach haminiachta. Zogt der Gemara weiter alle mahoche. No, so Rabbi is another raya that yoitz v'nichnas helps lach aprile, and this is a kashan Abaye. We learned, ein ha-shoyma tzorech li is yoitz v'mishama. But the shoyma is shoyma yayin. He's a shoyma yayin. He doesn't have to be sitting there and watching it. Ela af al pi she yoitz v'nichnas muta. His yoitz v'nichnas is also sufficient. So here, this lashon, it's not necessary. In a shema tzorich li yish yoshev and mishama, avi she yoitz v'nichnas muta. So memele, so you see klo that afilu lechatchile yoitz v'nichnas is muta. Elo amarov. So memele, so therefore, Rav wanted to say, according to Abaye's Mahalach, hachikton. Hakel shoichtem vafilu kusi lechatchile. Bamed vom amurim shiso yoitz v'nichnas. Avo bomo tzoy sheshochat. Was no yoitz v'nichnas, and then the only yoitz is b'diyebet chaytach is ha'is pos v'noisama. Achloi, mutalecha mishchitosoim, boi achloi osa lecha mishchitosoim. Chut michere shoite v'kotn lefel diyebet namiloim, shemo yishu v'shemo yidrasu v'shemo yachlidu. V'kulon, so now the Gemara says, but now let's see what the last bove v'kulon sheshochtu lefnei acherim. Ahai, ilayim achere shoite v'kotn. So you don't need a loko, it's only going on chere shoite v'kotn. So it's only going on them, v'im shochtu v'boiloi. Ela akusi. So it's going on kusi. Ha amret afele yaitzi v'nichne shochit l'chatrila. Here it says, k'sheira, it's only kashi v'dievet. Kashi. So the Gemara says, ein echanami. According to Rove's Malach, Rove said really the same pshat like Abaye, but he just said you don't need yaitzi v'nichnas, you don't need oimed al-gabo of yaitzi v'nichnas is also good. But what the Sefer is Moisef a Kulon, Shachem Reynoisa, that's fair according to Rav also. That's Kashi. Zot Rashi, Tzorich She Yoshev Ein Hashemer Asayayin, Tzorich She Yoshev Mishama. So here it says, Klafel Chathil, it's good. And before it said, Hameniyah, the Bible says only b'dievet is good. Reisha ha-seifa le-tikshi, the lo-yizu af-suk-toni, kloima, lo-y b'dievet davka, al-afilu le-chat-chila. That's how Rashi, for emphasis, the two halachas. First it says b'dievet is good, Hameniyah, and then it says afilu le-chat-chila. Hameniyah toni dievet. So the Gemara asked, let's see, Taisvitz. The Gemara, the erst an Rove, it doesn't say meiniach, it says hameiniach. So Taisu says, leboi le meima de mash me diyevet veloi lechatchila. The Gemara does not mean to say that hameiniach means only diyevet, the masik to shori lechatchila. The Gemara feels that he said, according to Rove, yaitzi v'nich, this is muta lechatchila. Agavuch, according to Rashi, we learned now, I feel according to the Maskona, Hameniach means b'diavad, and lo yizu afsuktani, but Taisus did not learn like Rashi. So Memeila Taisus learns, according to the Maskona, Hameniach means l'chatchila. Elo koma da'av diavad mashme. The Gemara means to say, Hameniach could also mean diavad. You're proving from the Mishnah that I feel l'chatchila is muta yaitz v'nichnas. I'm sorry. Hameniach could also mean diavad. In Taimel, the common gabi hashoichet b'magol yad, but Taisus Lamaisa says, Hameniach can mean b'di'evit, but it does not have to mean b'di'evit, can mean l'chad chelos. Tosfos in Talmud al-Kamon gabei yeshechet b'malguyad, gabei yeshechet echad b'oif, tayik ha-sheichet di'evit ein, di'evit ein. So how does that seem? Tosfos just said ha-sheichet does not necessarily mean, it could mean b'di'evit. It's not muchach that it's di'evit. Vishloimed ha-shechitos and sheiros ha-mechos and damash m'di'evit. Ha-sheichet tak is not muchach that means di'evit. Aber kosche mi masnitzen, da mekane le ishtoi, o perikro, ha mekane le ishtoi, o perikro vis gabi ho reichetz be meimore, da ik bigmore di ebed ein lech at chilo loi, en teisvis, and Tais and did the most medaik this after be the evidence. And Tais just said now that a loshen ha does not necessarily have to mean b'di'ev. Ela may hoche goras, the Rai of Rove is from here. Legos me sefer, the hata menich back base, mesech is abay the zore, ahi dein ha-shemer b'perik ha-bishmur. Ein ha-shemer tzorech. So the Gemara brought a raya from this lotion, it's not necessary to be there the whole time, ayetz v'nich was is sufficient. Mashma hoche, Ein tzorich means it's not necessary. So lechatchila it could be a yaitse v'nichmas. The kosher. The Tosfos, if ein tzorich means lechatchila, so this is the problem. The Bereish Gittin, Gabi Hodo Omar Rabbe, Lefish Ein Bekin Lishmo. So machlekes Rabbe and Rove, why is it necessary for a shliach who brings a get to say before they nichta, before they nechta. So the Gemara wanted to say, according to Rabbi, you have to be mevara that was written lishma, the Bnei Medina Siyom are not boki lishma. And therefore, in Medina Siyom, you should say before they nichta, before they nechta. And Eretz Yisrael, they were boki lishma, there's no need to say before they nichta, before they nechta. Fine. Rabbi says the time is, I'll need Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimoi. You have to be Mekayim the get, the Baal might come and be Ma'ara. And therefore, from Adinis Hayom, Teretz Yisrael, there's not Eidim Mitzvim Lekayim, that's what you have to say before the Nichta, before the Nichta. That's a Machloikas in Gibb. So, Gabi Hod, Omar Rabbe, Lefi Shein Bekim Lishma, Porich Halo, Mahod Etnan, Hamevi get Mimdino, Limdino, Bimdina Sayom. Sorech sheyoyim b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. So that's not a fellow, because you have to say in Medin Siyom, out lishma. But the Gemara's medayik, ho ba'oise medine, vay tzorech. So this is a kasha an rabbi. If the time is out lishma, so ba'oise, so dochei rat the diik. Mimdina limdina mdina sayom, you do have to say. Ois Medina, you don't have to say. If the time is out skiyum, it's very good. Ois Medina, you made them a tzim lekaima. If this time is out slishmo, the way Rabbi said, so why Ois Medina, you don't have to say? O Mishani, so the Gemara answers, no, don't make him a deer. Medina, limdina, medina sayom, you do have to say. And Ois Medina, medina sayom, you don't have to say. No, make a deer. Medina, bimdina, beretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. Medina, Medina, El Tzisoy, you don't have to say. Leitei maha ba'ois, Medina, Leitzoy. Because that's not true. No, the Dik is, Allah, mi Medina, limdina, be'eretz Yisrael, Leitzoy. Uparech. So the Gemara, fine. So that's pshat. The Dik is, Medina, limdina, El Tzisoy, you don't have to say. Uparech. Abedik tonilo. The Mishnah says, Mefeish, Medina, Medina, El Tzisoy, you don't have to say. And maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael, and so it's like, if I nechta, if I nechta. And Mishani, Ime, Hosam, Avimin, Hanimi, Lidiyevet. So Tosfos understood Pshat, that Ime, Hosam, people would say the Sefer, and so it's like, I would think Davki, Lidiyevet. That's why it says, the Diyak of the Reishe, the Tosfos, I feel like, I truly don't to say in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, Tosfos, Vahech, but in the Nagamar, we see, and so it means, like, I feel like, Heich avamine diyevet, heich zorich mashma chathila, ke de mashma hoche. Bekunt resperish am dahochi porich, ad the hedik tonilo. It says beferish, and maybe get Beretz Yisrael and Tzachlein. But even the Ashmina lo, midiyuket the reisha, sefer lemayitzre. So the kash is, why do you need the sefer if you have a dik from the reisha? Meshani tihi mei reisha, if it's only a dik from the reisha, memdina lemdina medina sayom, you have to say. Memdina lemdina leretz Yisrael, I don't know, it's not, we don't have to say b'diyavet, but could be, l'chatchol, you do have to say. Have a mina daf k'diyavet, b'din b'din aloch, yitzar say, v'la shmin, and ain't sorry, afil l'chatchol. Avolosh and imahi, l'imash mahoch, the way Rashi says. Imahi l'chayre would mean, if it say, maybe get b'eretz Yisrael, ain't sorry, l'ima. There I would think b'diyavet. And here we see in our sugya that in tzach means l'chatchila. V'yishloima, the hosom. Even sheyochel v'sakein. Since it's possible to give it over again, b'diyevet, v'dekoma v'yipil k'shitlani menu v'yatsa v'yitmenu lo b'fnei shnaim, v'yme v'nechta v'ninechten, shaykh l'misne ein tzorech. That means could be that's pshat in bein tzorech. He gave it over to her, Kloima in tzorech lachze velita loise imena. That shat be in tzorech. And maybe get be Eretz Yisrael in tzorech loima v'necht v'necht means that I would think you don't have to take it back from her. El chathchili, you have to give it to say. Nami hosma v'min v'hani mili diev el chathchili tzorech shiyirek si besaget v'chsime. So that means in this Mahalach of Taisus says could be the words ain't tzorich does not necessarily mean lechatchile. No, here the Gemara's Madaich ain't tzorich means lechatchile because it's going on the previous Mishnah that says that also achi yehisham shema, and this is a shema. So I says this is the shema that is necessary.
I would like to correct that what I had said in the beginning of the shiur, that according to Rabbi Yankiv's Mahalach in Mefarches, it's verempered the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger by Sofik Tumah Bershus HaRabim. I realize Rabbi Yankiv does not verempered this.